This is a quick one, but it's sharp and cuts directly to the point. This subject is one that many Christians don't want to even think about, but can only sense. It's an evil thing lurking in the shadows of the holy sanctuary of the church. It has to stop. It is the financial tithe. Here are the few things it does to corrupt the pastor and weaken the love among pastors in a city. These four feed on each other to make matters worse and spiritually harm pastors and church members. 1. It elicits partiality. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say to him, "You sit here in a good place," while you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "Sit down at my feet," have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you, and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are sinning and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Jas 2:1 to 9 ESV 2. It breeds envy. When men in the camp were jealous of Moses and Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord, they staged a coup. PSA 106:16. This envy can lead to evil actions like what happened in Acts 17:5. Paul and Silas had gained traction with some devout Greeks and some of the leading women in Thessalonica. These people believed in Christ and quit attending the synagogue. The Jews became jealous, formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason to get hold of Paul and Silas and bring out. These Jews might have been the rabbis or those who followed them closely who felt they were losing control over their members. Pastors who don't have rich, tithing members most likely won't have a loving relationship with the affluent pastors who are growing proud of their status as well. Especially when rich pastors treat the poor ones with condescension. 3. It feeds greed. Come from the forest, you wild animals. Attack and gobble down your victims. You leaders of Israel should be watchdogs, protecting my people. But you can't see a thing, and you never warn them. Dozing and daydreaming is all you ever do. You stupid leaders are a pack of hungry and greedy dogs that never get enough. You are shepherds who mistreat your sheep for selfish gain. You say to each other, "Let's drink till we're drunk. Tomorrow we'll do it again. We'll enjoy ourselves." Esau 56:9 to 12 Sev. This greed is manifested in partiality. Big income from tithes can motivate the pastor to demand a raise. This is not to say that pastors should be kept muzzled and not eat while it treads the corn, but it can get him attracted to the fat bank account that is just sitting in there which he could personally enjoy and benefit from. If the biggest tither in church moves to another congregation, guess who barks the loudest? 4. It fouls motives. Don't store up treasures on earth. Moths and rust can destroy them, and thieves can break in and steal them. Instead, store up your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy them, and thieves cannot break in and steal them. Your heart will always be where your treasure is. Your eyes are like a window for your body. When they are good, you have all the light you need. But when your eyes are bad, everything is dark. If the light inside you is dark, you surely are in the dark. You cannot be the slave of two masters. You will like one more than the other or be more loyal to one than the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matt 6:19-24 Sev, millionaires never stop trying to earn more money. A Christian pastor who earns a fat paycheck because the church has several rich members who tithe will be tempted to shift his ministry to the rich heathen in the city because he wants to stay above the pack and show other pastors how blessed his ministry is of God. The Pharisee in him manifests, and this will in turn poison the attitude of the members and the other pastors, making them prone to the allure of the prosperity gospel. Whether God is going to remove this practice from his church or not, I do not know. But I know he can see all of these happening, and I don't think he's happy with it. What I know for certain is that God loves a cheerful giver. And when a man truly loves God, he will financially support the ministry in whatever form he can. If his ministry is in giving, he might even give more than a tenth of his income.